Hello, this is Polly.
Hi, Polly. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Where are you calling from? I'm sorry.
From Local Splash. We got an inquiry on our website that you filled out saying that you were looking to generate leads.
Oh, yes. My brother referred you guys. I guess he was using you guys down in the Portland area. So thought
oh,
I would
I
reach
see.
Out and see.
Okay. So he was in Portland. Where are you located?
We're up in the Spokane, Washington area.
Oh, okay. Nice area. I have a friend that his daughter just graduated from Gonzaga. So,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and then what type of business do you have?
We're general contracting, but I kind of want to push more just specifically decks and roofs.
Okay, decks and roofs. And then how long have you owned that business?
A while now, 15 plus years or so.
Wow. Good for you. You sound so young. That took me off guard when you said 15 plus years. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, my husband started young, so yeah.
Oh, that's nice. After 15 years, he's probably doing decks and roofs in his sleep, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then what's your target market, meaning how far do you typically go for a new client? You know, not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
I think we'd like to stick to about 100-mile radius. Pretty comfortable traveling, but if we can keep it within 100 miles, that's all right. We're kind of like right off the main interstate, so travel isn't too big of an issue.
Right. Okay, good. And then do you have anything set up for your business yet, like a Facebook or a website or anything like that?
Very minimal. I had a website, ended up deleting it and kind of rebranding the last 6 months or so. I mean, the last year.
Okay.
But I never did complete the website, so it's just got a basic phone number email on there. Same thing with the Facebook page, not really... And I don't do much with it, but it's up there.
Okay, got it. So you have a site and a Facebook, but just basic with the phone number, email type thing, just for contact information, right?
Yeah. But
okay.
Do need to obviously get somebody to work on that for me, but I don't know if that's 100% relevant at this point.
Well, the nice thing, Polly, is we can help you with all of that. So I don't know how much your brother has told you, but what we do or what we specialize in is promoting businesses on the first page of Google and Bing. And that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. So what that type of programming includes is also, you know, strategies that would help you with rebranding, right? Because we would program you not only on the first page of Google and Bing, but also into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into that mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? And then because you have a business Facebook, even though it's just very minimal, we would definitely spoof that up for you. And Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's pretty cool how it works. You know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, that now when they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. Okay? And then you'll also get a detailed tracking system, which will, you know, distinguish for you how many new clients you receive from Google, also how many new clients you received from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then since you're a referral from your brother, I could put you into legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate. And it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. Okay.
Okay.
Now, we do sell Google compliant websites here also, and they charge an additional $400 to put them together. But one thing I can do is kind of explain the situation to my director and also that you were referred by your brother. And see if there's any way that they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, and if I did get the authorization to do that, you know, meaning get everything going for $398 out the door, including the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. You're going to absolutely love this. So, let me send out the request, and then
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I can verify your information while I wait on the response, but it sounds like you had a question.
So setup fees and all that is not a problem, but what are your guys' maintenance fees on top of that, and what does that all entail on a monthly basis?
So it's $299 a month flat. So there's no maintenance fees or hidden fees or taxes. That's all inclusive. So
okay.
It doesn't matter if you, you know, start out slow and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're still paying us that same flat rate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys offer any kind of a guarantee for leads, or how do I know I'm going to get any kind of return on this?
Great question. Google doesn't allow any of their partners to say the word guarantee. That's like a 4-letter word to Google. However, because we're the best of the best in the industry, we absolutely have no problem doing it, which is why we allow you to go month to month, track the revenue that you receive and pay as you go. If you're ever not happy, you have the opportunity to cancel at any time. However, I know that you won't cancel because you'll absolutely love it, and nobody cancels on profit, right? And I know that you won't either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I had a question and I just blanked.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. And then sometimes when you don't need that question, it'll come back to you. You'll go like, oh man, there it was.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, tell me if it comes back, but for now, I'll send you a confirmation email if everything goes well and I get the site included. Do you want me to use the one that was on the form, the VOLROLLC@gmail.com?
Yeah, you can go ahead and send it there.
Okay, and then what's your last name?
Orlov, O-R-L-O-V.
And would this be the primary number you'd like to have displayed on Google?
No, you know, I'm thinking if I do go this route, I need to get a different number.
We can help you with that. So we offer what's called a call tracking number, where we would purchase a brand new 509 area code number. And when people call it, it will forward over to your number. And that tracking number will help you track not only the calls and the results that you're getting from the program, but it will also eliminate some spam callers, because we'll put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it, meaning, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1, or if you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options will still forward over to you, but if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press 1 or 2, so those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. And, yeah, I can put that in for you at no additional cost. That's not a problem. So let me just put me.
Yeah, because for my other business I work for, we use Verizon OneTalk.
Okay.
I don't love it. So if there was a different option, that would be great.
Yeah, you'll like this option.
Personal numbers out there.
I agree. Yeah, you don't want that. And then also you can kind of manage it better because if you want to take off nights and weekends and be with your family, then you can, you know, turn off the call and they'll just, you know, get those messages when you return, you know, which is great. So
yeah, for sure.
What's the name of the business?
Volro Construction.
Okay, and then... the business address, please.
25224 South Carman Road, Carman, in Cheney, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
99004. And then, obviously, when the time comes in, we wouldn't want that address displayed publicly either.
Okay, so what Google does for a home-based business is they'll hide the address. So once it gets verified, you will show up as your business name, city, and state, but the actual address will be hidden. And then what's the domain that you have your site on? You said it was just a phone number and an email, but we can build the website on your domain if you like, or we could purchase a new one. It's kind of just a preference. What are you thinking?
It's valroconstruction.com.
Construction. And you have access to that domain if we were to build the site on it?
No? Sure did. Now that I'm typing it in, I don't know where it went. Unable to render page. Interesting. I'll have to see if it just hasn't been paid for or where it went.
Okay. If you lost that domain, don't worry. We'll purchase a new one for you. But if you can get access to it and you want us to use it, just let us know when my technician calls you because I'm going to create an appointment called a client interview, and that's where they'll call you and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Okay?
Okay.
So if valroconstruction.com isn't available, maybe we can get something that's close like valroconstruction.org or valroconstructioncorp.com or something like that, you know, but they will go over available options if you have to cross that bridge, okay?
Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. I know definitely hadn't, just haven't looked at it in a while. And I was Google verified for a bit there, but I might have to change the address.
Oh, nice. Okay, so what we'll do then is we'll have you add us as a manager to the Google listing that you already have, and then that way we can go in and optimize that listing to show on the first page, because if we create a new one, it'll throw up a red flag with Google, and it'll probably, you know, delay things. So we'll just, you know, have you add us to the one that you have, and that way if the address needs to be changed or anything like that, we can fix that for you. Was the address initially under Spokane, or was it under another address in Cheney, or?
Actually, it was in the Spokane area, so we wouldn't even need to change it because that.
I was going to say, I would keep it that way. If it's already in Spokane, I would keep it that way. I wouldn't try to change it. I don't see it right now, by the way. I tried to look it up, and I don't know if it's, like, not published right now, but I looked up the Google business page, and I can't find it. But no worries.
Yeah.
We'll definitely, you know, have you add us as a manager, and we'll get that re-verified for you. And then let's see here. As far as securing the position, I can do that using like a debit or a credit card. What works best?
For the $398?
Correct. And I did get the site included, by the way. My director sent me back a promo code, so we're going to do that for you at no additional cost.
Okay, perfect. So that's definitely a route I want to take. I just do need to reconfirm and make sure my husband wants to go this route as well. I'm not worried about the fees or anything, but just to double check everything.
Of course.
You said you were going to send me an email, right?
Well, I was going to send you the confirmation email if we were setting up the account right now, but I can send you like an informational email instead with a link to our pricing page. And then don't panic when you see the link because it will show you that the Platinum package sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. But don't worry about that, because I'm putting you into the legacy rate pricing because you're a referral. Should you guys decide to move forward, you'll get an email that says that you're getting everything within the platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That works. So, yeah, go ahead and send that over and get me your information, and I will reach out here hopefully in the next day or two and get that started.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Unless you wanted to, I don't know if this would work or not, but I'm married too, and I, you know, believe that there's wisdom in the multitude of counsel. So I wouldn't want you to do anything unless you and your husband were both on the same page, so to speak. If you calculate it out, it comes to only about $9 a day, you know, and there's no contract, right? So it's fully cancelable at any time. But if you want to get his blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe tried to call him on the other line. I can definitely wait for you.
No, like I said, it won't be an issue. I just want to make sure that he's all right with it. Mm-hmm. I know since Philip that he used you guys and you guys did a good job for him, we'll probably just go that route. I just want to make sure everything's all right. You just send me your info and then, or give me a call back tomorrow and we can get the rest of it set up. He's just usually pretty busy, so.
I understand. And then when you say decks and roofs, it's mostly installation, or does he do some repairs and things like that too, or?
Yeah, a little bit of both, but mostly new install. We prefer to stay that route.
Yeah, that'll probably be more profitable for you too. So, okay, I'll put a note here. And then what's your brother's company name? I want to look it up just so that I could tag his account that he referred you.
It's PEC Construction.
And he's in Portland, you said?
Yeah, he's in the Portland area.
Okay. You got it. Okay, well, I put that note in here, and my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. That is on the bottom of the email that I just sent you. So if your husband has any questions or if you have a question later, you can always call me. And if not, I'll reach out to you guys tomorrow, okay?
All right, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.